welcome to Hot Girls Code, a podcast all about the tech industry, software development, and being a woman in tech. I'm your host, Lola.
And I'm your host, Aughty. Today's episode is one that you asked for on Instagram. We are going to be talking all things IDEs.
And believe it or not, we'll also be chatting a lot about makeup this episode because, you know, IDEs and makeup are very obviously related. But before we get into all that, we need to start off by expressing some gratitude. So, Aughty, what are you grateful for today?
So for those of you who don't know, Lola and I live in Auckland, New Zealand, and this city is notorious for its terrible public transport system. Sometimes, you know, buses don't show up, trains get delayed. I am grateful that this week, 2 days in a row, my public transport journey has had zero issues. I catch a train and then a bus to work, and both mornings I have gone to the train station. My train has arrived 2 minutes later, right on schedule, gotten off the train, walked to my bus stop, and then my bus arrives just on time. And I've gotten to work in under 45 minutes. And this has been something that's made my week, and it's made me so happy. So that's what I'm grateful for, is the rarely functioning public transport system actually working for me this week.
Honestly, that is very rare. So that really is something to be grateful for.
And what about you, Lola? What are you feeling grateful for?
This week, I struggled with this a bit, I'm not going to lie, wasn't feeling hugely grateful. And then I remembered our wonderful Hot Girls Code fans, and I am feeling so, so grateful because yesterday I actually had two girls who were listeners of Hot Girls Code come up to me at a networking event that we had at work, and they came up to me and the first thing they said to me was, "Oh my God, I love all the Hot Girls Code TikTok." And I was like, yes, we're doing this all for a reason. And it's also really exciting because just recently we've hit over 1,000 followers on Instagram, over 2,000 followers on TikTok. And it's just really great to see more people are getting into the podcast, and we love hearing feedback from you guys. So feeling eternally grateful for our Hot Girls Code listeners.
I love that you mentioned that because you're right. Like sometimes we just completely forget to think about like how amazing this is. And like, I wish now that I had said I'm grateful for. I've had a few people say recently that they found like specific episodes incredibly helpful. And it's like, that actually warms my heart so much.
We literally forget that people listen to this sometimes. And then they're like, oh yeah, because they'll like be saying like, oh yeah, I know, because you really like nachos, right? And I'm like, how do you know that about me? And then I'm like, oh, that's right, I share too much on a podcast.
And then you're like, oh no, I'm using all my fun facts about myself on this podcast. I have no personality left. Anyway, now that we are feeling all grateful, and especially are grateful for our wonderful listeners, let's move on to today's episode, which was requested by a few of our listeners. So something a lot of people ask about when they're wanting to learn about writing code is, where do you actually write it? Back in episodes 4 and 5, we actually covered a variety of places you can write code, like the terminal, online playgrounds, and of course, IDEs. So if you haven't already listened to those and want to hear about the breadth of places you can write code, definitely check those episodes out.
But today, we are not going for breadth, we are going for depth, and we are going to be deep diving into one of the most common places developers write code, and that is IDEs.
So IDE stands for Integrated Development Environment, and these are a tool that we both use every single day.
I remember in my first software internship, I went into the office and I saw all of these software developers, and they all had their computer screens up with these IDEs, and they were all in dark mode. And I was like, oh my God, wow, this is like so intimidating. Because if you've ever seen an IDE, there's like just a lot happening all over the board. Like you've got consoles, you've got your file structure. There's just a lot happening. And I remember seeing that and I was like, oh my God, firstly, I need to switch everything to dark mode because that's what all the other developers are doing, and I want to be a real developer.
They're going to bully me if I don't.
Yeah. And then that was my first kind of introduction to IDEs in the workplace, and I was like, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, we'll get into this a bit more later, you can customize your IDE in a lot of ways, including aesthetically. So you can have different colors for keywords and different color backgrounds and this stuff. And even now, sometimes when I look at someone else's IDE and they have different, like a different theme, so different colors on theirs, I'll literally be like, what? What am I reading? Like, I cannot compute.
And don't even get started when they're using a different IDE and everything looks like similar, but just a little bit off. And yeah, it is very off-putting. But into today's episode, today we'll be chatting about what exactly an IDE is, what kind of features that IDEs have, and how they're different to a code editor. We'll then talk about why there are so many IDEs out there before finishing up with some common starter IDEs for different languages, so you can get your hands dirty in your journey with IDEs.
So let's get into it and start off by answering the question, what is an IDE? To put it simply, an IDE is just an application that developers use to write code. You can think of it like a makeup bag for writing code. Just like you need different products and brushes to make a complete look, you need different tools to write your code. And an IDE is like a makeup bag that keeps all those tools ready to access and use.
Ever since Autie thought of this metaphor, I cannot think of IDEs in a different way. And we're not talking about just, you know, your old makeup bag where everything is just chucked in there and you're constantly digging around to find the right product. We're talking about those like makeup artist kits where everything has its own spot and it's all beautiful and aesthetic.
Yeah, so definitely not my makeup bag for sure. But if you're like, but wait, teen. Makeup bags can be super cute and aesthetic. Are you telling me IDEs can be cute and aesthetic? Remember what I said earlier about the colors and the themes and all that? Yes, you can pick pretty themes that have fun colors. And if you follow us on Instagram, you might also see that some IDEs have fun extras you can add on, like VS Code pets. And if you're curious about that, definitely Google it.
So now you know, an IDE is just like a makeup bag with all the different products you need to get glam, or in this case, write some dang good code. But what are the products in your makeup bag? Just like you've got lipstick for your lips, mascara for your lashes, and blush for your cheeks, IDEs come packed with useful features with different purposes. Almost all IDEs have these three super useful features. Firstly, a user-friendly code editor. So this is where you actually write the code. Secondly, a compiler, which turns the human-readable code that you've written into a format that's readable by a computer, so the computer can run it. And finally, a debugger, which helps developers debug any errors in their code.
Debuggers are really handy because they let you put in these little things called breakpoints to pause your code while it's running. So, for example, let's say you're writing code for a calculator that adds two numbers together, and you keep getting the wrong answer and you have no idea why. In your IDE, you would put in a breakpoint right before the part of your code that adds the two numbers together, and then you would run your code using your IDE's debugger tool. It would then run through your code and it would pause at your breakpoint. And then you can use the debugger to step through the code line by line and figure out where exactly your code is going wrong. And trust me, this is very handy. Okay, so now we know what an IDE is, but what we wanted to next dig into is why you would actually use one. As we said at the start, you can write code in tons of different places. Even just a text editor like Notepad if you wanted to. So why use an IDE? Well, an IDE makes coding a way better experience for developers because it has a lot of extra features that help make writing code easier.
Some of these features are things like code completion, syntax highlighting, error highlighting, code search, and project templates. And don't worry if those just sound like a list of crazy words to you, because now we're going to dive into what those things actually mean.
So a lot of IDEs have code completion, and this is just like autocomplete on your phone, but with code. So you'll start writing some code, and then it'll suggest some options about what could come next. And it means you don't have to have specific syntax memorized. It's also super useful when you're not totally sure what you need to do because your IDE will give you a bunch of options and then you can pick what makes the most sense.
It is very, very useful, especially when you're not entirely sure what you want to do next and your IDE is just like nudging you like, hey, try this. IDEs also have syntax highlighting, where it uses different colors to show what the different parts of your code are, and that makes it way easier to read. For example, variables might come up blue, so whenever you see something blue, you know it's a variable. This makes it a lot easier to decipher when you just have like a wall of text, because you have the handy colors to help you group different concepts together.
And also it just makes things pretty, so that's a win in itself.
So much prettier.
Another great visual feature IDEs have is error highlighting. This basically means if your IDE picks up that the code you're writing or have written has something wrong with it and won't compile, it'll underline it with a red squiggly line or highlight it red or just, you know, do something to make it obvious, usually involving the color red. And this can be super helpful because it means you can quickly find the source of your issue, like maybe you're missing a semicolon, and you can do this just by looking at the red rather than having to comb through it all carefully. Although, a disclaimer, it doesn't catch all errors, and I've personally been burnt by it highlighting the thing after my error rather than the actual error itself, and then it's taking me ages to actually figure out what the real problem is.
That is a very big struggle. IDEs will also often have code search, where it lets you search all the code files on your project for certain code snippets. It's like when you control plus F to search for text on a web page or on a Google Doc, but instead of just looking at the current coding file, it can look through all of the files.
And finally, some IDEs will come with project templates. These are ready-made starting points for different types of programs and come with the basic structure, settings, and some pre-written code you need to begin with. You can kind of think of it like one of those eyeshadow palettes that comes with a handy diagram about where you on your eyelid you can use the different shades to create different looks. So you can still go in and do your own thing in the project or with your look, but you have a nice starting point that's been provided to you.
The cool thing about IDEs is that all that functionality, plus the compiler and debugger that we spoke about earlier, are all combined into a single graphical user interface. And if you're like, wow, that sounds amazing, where the heck can I find an IDE? Well, they're just like any other application you can download on your computer. Some are free, some do cost money, and later on we're going to talk through some suggestions for IDEs for different coding languages when you're starting out.
Before we keep chatting about IDEs, a question we sometimes hear is what the difference is between an IDE and a code editor. And before we can explain what's different, we thought we'd first take a look at what's similar. So both IDEs and code editors are tools used by developers to write and manage code, but they have different levels of functionality and different purposes.
So what's the difference? Well, code editors are simple tools designed with the main purpose of writing code quickly, and they often offer some of these cool features we spoke about earlier, like syntax highlighting and auto code completion. But in comparison to IDEs, code editors are very lightweight. They're way easier to start up and don't use as many computer resources as IDEs. Code editors are great for things like quick edits of code, small scripts, or when you want to work with a specific coding language without all the extra hoopla and features of an IDE.
In comparison, if you haven't quite figured it out yet, an IDE is basically like an all-in-one solution for development. So if code editors are like the sleek minimalists who want no decorations in their homes, IDEs are the maximalists who love cushions and decorations and, if you're like me, houseplants. And yeah, they just love being a little bit extra.
Just like me and Auti.
Yeah, we are all a bit extra in this room.
We're all a bit extra, Hot Girls Code.
We really are. IDEs come packed with extra functionality like a compiler, a debugger, and all those other good things we just spoke about, as well as having a code editor to actually write your code in. These extra tools often mean that IDEs are typically specialized for a particular language or framework, and this is great because then the IDE can be optimized for the development process of that particular language or framework.
But it also means there is a slightly steeper learning curve to figure out how to use IDEs, purely because there is just so much extra functionality and extra things happening compared to just a code editor. This also means IDEs use more of your computer's resources. Another big difference between IDEs and code editors is how many languages you can use them for. We'll touch on this a bit more later in the episode, but IDEs are often built with specific languages in mind, as Autie said, and they have tooling and features built in that help with that language specifically, and are less helpful for other languages. On the other hand, lots of code editors are more versatile and can work for lots of different coding languages.
Let's go back to our makeup kit example. A code editor is like your basic makeup bag for an overnight stay. Nothing fancy, you know, just your foundation, mascara, maybe a little bit of lip balm. But if you wanted to, you know, do a full-on makeup look, you know, you want to look glam, you're going to need a whole makeup kit with, you know, your eyeshadow palette, eyeliner, false lashes, you know, all the good stuff.
And of course, your MAC Ruby Woo, aka everyone's favorite universal red lippy. So how do you know whether you should be using an IDE or a code editor? Well, just like what you need in your makeup bag depends on the event you're getting ready for, deciding between an IDE and a code editor depends on your needs. If you just need a lightweight tool to write a quick script and prefer an easier learning curve, then a code editor might be best for you. Just like if you need a lightweight foundation, you could go with my personal favourite, NARS Sheer Glow, to just give you that beautiful, glowy, lightweight look.
But if you're wanting to start a big project that's going to need some more advanced features like debugging and version control, you might want something a little bit more comprehensive like an IDE.
Yeah, like if the lightweight coverage of NARS Sheer Glow just doesn't cut it for you, maybe you need a higher coverage foundation like the Estee Lauder Double Wear Foundation.
My personal favourite is the Fenty Beauty Foundations. They are absolutely amazing, especially as a woman of colour. Let me tell you, those shade options were a game changer. And then the foundation itself is just so nice and so buildable.
Are we becoming a makeup podcast now?
I hope so. Like, I hope we can get some sponsorship for some makeup podcasts.
I mean, we have mentioned MAC Ruby Woo at least twice so far. So, like, if anyone who works at MAC is listening, like, hit us up. But back to IDEs. Just like different people have different makeup products and tools that they prefer using, coders have different needs and preferences when it comes to their coding environment.
Because of these preferences people might have, there's a lot of different IDEs out there tailored to different languages and preferences. There are loads of reasons why you might use a different IDE to other people around. Just some of these reasons are the coding language you're using, the type of project you're working on, and then, of course, just plain old preference.
Now, let's dig into these cases a little bit more. Starting with the coding language you're using. Different programming languages have requirements, and some IDEs are specifically designed to optimize coding in certain languages. Like, for example, an IDE that's perfect for Python may not be as effective for Java because it might not have those handy tools you need for Java development.
Another reason might be because of how complex your project is or what domain it focuses on. Some IDEs have more powerful tools to help you support large and complex projects, while others are more simple and user-friendly and work better for a more chill project. And then some IDEs are built for a specific domain, like an IDE specifically optimized for web development or mobile development or game development. These IDEs have specific tools and features built in to make developing in those domains easier.
And finally, some people simply prefer working in a certain way, and certain IDEs might suit this preference better than others. Some people might prefer a more minimalist IDE where there's not so much going on, and other people might like having lots of features and tools ready at their fingertips. Some people want an IDE that lets you customize it to exactly what you want, whereas other people might not want to think about that and just use an IDE that picks up what they need and gives it to them straight away.
So those are just some reasons why different IDEs might suit what you want better. And very soon, we'll be diving into some examples of different IDEs out there. But before we do that, we wanted to quickly define a term you'll sometimes hear in relation to IDEs, and that is the phrase community edition.
A community edition is just a version of a software product, in this case IDEs, that the creators make available to its community of users for free. People will often do this as a way to provide a more accessible version of their software for people like students, hobbyists, open source contributors, and small-scale projects. You can also think of community versions a little bit like testers in makeup stores. You know, you're being given a little bit of the product to try it out and see what it's like, but maybe you're not making that full commitment.
The best thing about community editions of products is that they're free, and they allow users to access and use the software's core features without having to fork out that licensing fee the full editions will have. Another cool thing is that they're often associated with open source projects, so not only can users access the software for free, but they can also view and modify the source code and make the software even better.
The main drawback of these community editions is they often don't include all of the special advanced features that are available in the paid version. So if you are going to need those like fancy extra features, then you might have to pay for it. And if you're using your IDE for commercial reasons, for example, using it to build a product that you plan to sell, you might need to check that the software company providing the community product doesn't have restrictions in place for those scenarios.
Now that we understand what the heck Community Edition means, let's jump into IDE recommendations depending on what kind of development you're going to be doing. So first up, if you're going to be doing web development, then you could try out Visual Studio Code or Visual Studio. And yes, these are two separate programs. Both of these are great for web development, including languages like C#, JavaScript, HTML, CSS, as well as things like Python and quite a few other languages out there.
A question that we get asked quite often is, what is the difference between Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code, and when should you use each one? Firstly, very fair question, because with names like that, you would think that they're the same thing. But the answer is, Visual Studio Code, which is sometimes called VS Code for short, can be a code editor or an IDE, depending on the extensions you download. For example, it doesn't come with a compiler or debugger just straight out of the box, but there are extensions you can download to get this functionality.
Extensions are basically extra tools and features that you can download and add to your IDE, and VS Code is not the only one that does this. But as we spoke about earlier, VS Code Pets is an extension you can add to Visual Studio Code. Although, I don't know how much it makes it more of an IDE, but it does make the coding experience more enjoyable because you get to stare at cute animals.
And that is very important. But in comparison to Visual Studio, VS Code is a lot more lightweight, so it takes up less space on your computer and requires a lot less of your computer's resources to work. A cool thing about VS Code is that it's open source and highly extensible. This means it has a large community of contributors creating these cool extensions that enhance the functionality it has. So this means you're able to focus on getting the exact thing you want without the extra baggage.
And of course, one of the best things about VS Code is that it is totally free.
Big bonus.
Now moving on to Visual Studio. So this is a full-on proper IDE designed for building a wide range of applications, including desktop, web, mobile, cloud, and a lot more. It has a bunch of tools and features for development, debugging, testing, and deployment, and it's particularly powerful for large-scale and complex projects.
Like VS Code, it has lots of extensions and also integrations with third-party tools, meaning you can still totally customize it to suit different development needs. But one thing to note about Visual Studio is that it does cost money, unless, of course, you get the Community Edition. So, when should you use which? Basically, if you've got a massive project and you want a lot of powerful, robust features, then you're probably best to go for Visual Studio. And if it's a personal project, go for the Community Edition because it's free. But if you prefer a lightweight, fast, and highly customizable code editor that's great for web development, scripting, and projects where quick coding and experimentation are essential, then Visual Studio Code is the way to go.
Moving on to a different language, if you're wanting to do some coding in Java, then Eclipse might be the IDE for you. Eclipse is a super popular IDE for Java development and offers a range of features like code templates, debugging tools, and plenty of the other usual stuff we spoke about earlier.
A great thing about Eclipse is that it's a free and open source IDE just like VS Code, so you're not going to break the bank by downloading it. Also similar to VS Code, Eclipse lets you add extensions, which are sometimes called plugins, to customize the IDE according to your needs, and these help add, you know, all that extra functionality you want. So if you're interested in learning to write Java code, definitely check out Eclipse.
If you want to begin learning Python, a popular IDE choice for Python beginners is called PyCharm. So PyCharm has all the good stuff like code analysis, a graphical debugger, an integrated unit tester, as well as an integration with version control systems. PyCharm does cost money, but you can get the community edition for free, of course, and this provides a user-friendly interface, code completion, debugging, project management, and lots of other handy features. So it's worth checking out if you're wanting to write Python.
And on to the final IDE recommendation we have for you today. And this is especially for our iPhone girlies out there or anyone wanting to develop apps for iOS, which is the iPhone operating system. If this interests you, then you will want to be using the coding language Swift and using the go-to IDE for anything Apple, and that is called Xcode.
Xcode is an IDE created by Apple for developing software applications for macOS, iOS, watchOS, and tvOS platforms.
They're so creative in their naming of things, aren't they?
Basically anything Apple. And also, if you're like, what does the OS stand for? It literally stands for operating system. So Xcode provides a comprehensive set of tools, resources, and features to help developers build apps.
Xcode is mainly used by developers who, of course, want to create applications that run on Apple's ecosystem. We side note here, you can only develop iOS-specific apps on Mac or Linux. So if you have a Windows computer, you would have to download a virtual machine to use Xcode.
And there we have it. That is just some of the IDEs out there and what languages they're used for. There are so many others out there, but we won't overwhelm you with them. And honestly, I just use whatever everyone else around me is using because it means when I ask them for help, I'm using an IDE they're used to. And it's fast for them to help me since everything is pretty familiar to them.
It's funny because back at uni, I remember my lecturer recommended Eclipse to everyone in the class because we were in a paper that was focused on Java. But all of the cool kids in the class who, you know, actually knew what they were doing were like, nah, don't use Eclipse, use this other IDE because it has so many extra things and it's so much cooler. But I had no idea what the difference was. And honestly, there are just so many IDEs out there that I don't even remember what the cool one was. So I just used Eclipse and it served its purpose. So please do not feel overwhelmed by how many options are out there because we promise if you just get started with one, you'll be okay.
Yes, definitely. IDEs seemed so scary when I was starting out, but ultimately, the best thing to do is just find a free one in the language you want to learn, find some tutorials online, and give it a go.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Today, we spoke all about IDEs. We explained why we use them, what some common features of IDEs are, some reasons why we have so many IDEs out there, and finally, we spoke through some common IDEs that people use, like Visual Studio Code, Visual Studio, Eclipse, PyCharm, and Xcode.
Our next episode is a really exciting one. We will be chatting to Tracy Morris, one of the heads of engineering at TradeMe. Tracy has been in the tech industry for a while, and she is a big advocate for systemic changes to support women in tech. So if you want to hear more about that, and trust me, you do, make sure you tune in.
If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate it if you could share it with your friends or on social media to help us spread the word and get Hot Girls Code to more wonderful women. Feel free to also leave a rating and subscribe to Hot Girls Code wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok under @hot_girls_code to keep up to date with the podcast and learn more about the tech industry, software development, and being a woman in tech.
Thanks for listening.